Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You, again, have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, broadcasting out of California here, we're actually in Rancho Santa Fe right now, again, doing what it is that we have to do.
Hello, friends.
To make it work. So with that said, friends, we're going to do our best to make it work with what we have to work with. So, again, if there's any issues, we don't know what that may be. And, again, I'm already getting some feedback right now as to what there may be going on as far as the show goes. I do want to say this. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go to social media platforms, please do that as well. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well on the top left side of the page. One more time, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we followed the Christ here, John 14:6. You know, it's interesting. We were just listening to the intro in the mainstream media's feed concerning their propaganda. And Alec Baldwin, folks, is going to be now charged with murder. And so is the weapons specialist. And why is Alec Baldwin going to be charged with murder? Well, they were rehearsing a murder scene. And Americans sit back and they wonder why they're confused. And it just bewilders me to no end. But there again, if you want to know why you're confused, there you have it. He's actually rehearsing for a murder scene. And then when the actual crime happens, people sit back and try to figure out why it just happened. Now, I'm saying it was an accident. I believe it was an accident. I'm not laying charge to anybody. But I do believe that what's going on here is a miscarriage of justice in so many different ways that actually suggests that someone purposely tried to kill someone on a movie set really does blow me away. But with that said, we're just going to go ahead and move on here. I'm in Southern California. We did an event yesterday in Rancho Santa Fe. Got done doing that, and it was interesting because on the way out there, we've seen a whole bunch of geoengineering take place. It's called chemtrails. In every direction that you look, folks, there was checkerboards to the left, to the right, north, south. They were everywhere. And, of course, another one of those topics where the American people just can't make sense out of what's going on, why they have cardiovascular issues, why they're having heart attacks, why they're having other health issues. Well, it's because geoengineering is the government actually spraying down chemicals on the people, like such as sulfate aerosols, barium, aluminum oxide, aluminum, and other chemicals. And again, people are trying to figure out why there's weather pattern changes, health issues with the people. It's pretty insane what's happening here. I was just talking to one of my friends this morning. I'm actually broadcasting out of his studio right now. And I have a video in front of me, and I want you to see this if you're on social media platforms. And what it is people are starting now to take their snow, and they're putting matches or they're putting lighters to the snow to see why the snow doesn't melt or why the snow starts on fire. And people that are awake to what's going on here, of course, they understand why it's happening. But again, I want you to just see it for yourself. I'm not going to play any audio because it's not necessary that there is any audio. But it shows a woman lighting a snowball. And oddly enough, the snowball is not melting. And there's a black soot that goes over the snowball. And in some cases, folks, the snowballs are just lighting themselves. And some say, well, there's gas lines that are actually creating the snowballs within themselves. But that doesn't make sense, folks, that this is normal precipitation coming down from the sky. None of this stuff should be happening. Matter of fact, what I'm showing people right now, again, is a lighter on a snowball. It's not melting the snow, and it's leaving a black soot. It's burning the snowball. And another one is where Texans are reporting that snow won't melt at all. And they, again, are trying to figure out why this is happening, friends. And if you're on social media platforms right now, you can see what, in fact, is happening. They just can't make sense out of why the snow is not melting or why the snow itself is actually catching fire. I think we can all sit back safely and say, well, just like the Lord said in Deuteronomy 28:24, it tells us the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. He said, under judgment from heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. So it's not just chemicals, friends, that's messing with weather patterns. There's other chemicals that are a part of these, other aerosols that are a part of what's being sprayed down upon the people at large. And notice that it's being sprayed down where there's large populations of people. And again, look at the health issues that people are having across the boards all over the world. And notice also where it's not being sprayed down, you'll also notice in contrast, friends, where people are for the most part pretty healthy. So we are seeing this happening all over the place. And again, in Southern California yesterday, it was just so over the top that I don't understand how anybody couldn't catch on to what in fact was happening, because you could clearly see it being sprayed down from these airplanes within themselves. Now, I do want to give you this firsthand experience. I have a friend that was in the Air Force. He used to fly F-16s, and I was flying with him to Tennessee. And when we were flying to Tennessee, friends, what was interesting is he was taking a note, and he was right to the right of me on the airplane. And I looked out the window, and I seen at a distance one of those airplanes. It was a military airplane that was actually spraying down like an orange-brown chemical. And I woke him up, and I asked him the question. I said, hey, what is that? And I was playing stupid. I knew what it was at this time. I knew all the while it was chemtrails. And this is not a conspiracy theory, because it's in congressional record, just for people to take heed as to what is, in fact, known to all of us. But when I asked him, I said, what is that out the window? And he looked at it, and he looked back at me, and he looked bewildered. And with his bewildered look, he looked at me without, folks, it was unsolicited. He just responded with, that is not conscript. He said, they're spraying something down on the people. And that's exactly what they've been doing. I know that in Minneapolis, St. Paul area in the state of Minnesota, it's been going on since the 1960s, namely 1968. And I guess for the city officials, they are supposed to know what's going on concerning these military.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Know what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is the CEO of Pfizer's caught and confronted on the streets of Davos. And I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this, because the absolute arrogance, folks, of these people is incredible. But I got to tell you, further than that, at least as far as I've thought this through, friends, I'm surprised that he made it down the street, because I have suspected so often that sooner or later, one of these children or one of these family members is going to take the experimental jab. He's going to die. And one of the family members is going to see it through and making sure that it doesn't happen again to somebody else. So when I say that I'm surprised that the CEO of Pfizer got to the end of the street, I sincerely am surprised that he made it to the end of the street. Because, like I said, folks, the history of man is you can oppress him only for so long before he actually stands up and deals with the people. And so anyways, with that said, I wanted to cover a couple of things here just to get caught up. Yesterday, I had David Knight do the show, and this is all brand new information again, and I want to repeat this because I'm going to continuously rehearse this in the ears of the American people until they understand that this is happening in their own backyard. We have another seventh grader awake after suffering 2 cardiac arrests, medically induced coma. We all know what's going on there, friends. Again, one of the victims, innocent victims, concerning one that made himself pray through the parents concerning the experimental jabs. We have a 17-year-old softball star who died suddenly after collapsing from heart failure. This is brand new. 17-year-old softball star died suddenly after collapsing from heart failure. Then we have a 2-year-old child who died suddenly one day after receiving both the COVID vaccine and annual flu vaccine. And again, I hope people are understanding what this is all about, because it's not what they sold us in any sense of the word. Edward Pressman, producer of Wall Street, The Crow, Conan the Barbarian, he dies 79 years old. Again, not making accusation that everybody's dying from the experimental jab, but I am saying look at the timing because I've never seen this in all of my life. We also have Van Conner, Screaming Trees bassist and co-founder, who just died at 55 years old. Come on, folks. This is just getting more ridiculous as the days go on. Then we have Dr. Harriet, staunch critic of anti-vaxxers in alternative medicine. She dies in her sleep. Did you hear what I said? She was a staunch critic of anti-vaxxers in alternative medicine. She dies in her sleep. What do you think she died from, friends? Should we all play the fools into the dupes of ill-designing men? I think not in any sense of the word. We have another woman with no history of heart issue dies suddenly of cardiac arrest. Friends call on the community for help. Now, in all honesty, friends, I just got to ask the question, where were all of her friends when they should have been the one reporting the information concerning the dangers of these said experimental jabs? Where were they? You know, I got somebody just the other day talking to me about how, you know, what love is and how I'm off base on love and all this other stuff. I hear it all the time, friends, but when I look at Scripture, I'm trying to figure out where their love is, because love warns. And I'm thinking of Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. I'm thinking about Revelation 3, where it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. I see Proverbs 27, and I think of faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I mean, folks, they wait until the ambulance is at the bottom of the mountain where people destroy themselves. They help them after they crash to their own destruction, but they say nothing to them before the destruction takes place. Where are those that warn? I mean, folks, knowing the care of the Lord, we persuade men. We warn men. That is real love. It also tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, let love be without iniquity. That means without lawlessness. And then I also think of the book of Romans, and it talks about in the Romans 15, where it talks about let love be without dissimulation. And then in the book of Peter, it talks about let love be unfeigned, not a counterfeit covering. Where are we getting off suggesting that love withholds the truth, friends, in warning men? Where are people hearing this? Where are people effeminizing? Where are they receiving this indoctrination in this heretical ideology, friends, that love pulls the teeth out, or should I say, love somehow or another it's got to be gutted without its backbone there in thrusting itself forth in warning men to flee from the wrath to come. Or in this case, prevention would have been better than cure. In this case, it would have been better for one of her good friends to tell her, listen, there's a long history of crimes against humanity concerning the people that are trying to sell us these experimental jabs. Is that where her friends were? Absolutely not. They wait until she dies suddenly of a cardiac arrest. And now the friends are calling on the community for help. You know, it does tell us that in the end times, friends, that the love of many waxeth cold because of the works of lawlessness. Yep, they allow the bad guys, the workers of lawlessness, to do the things that they do in destroying and, in essence, friends, genociding the people on a massive scale. And with that said, they do absolutely nothing but praise those people, only to find out those people that they're praising are actually the ones that are destroying them. And it should come as no surprise, again, thinking of Scripture here, friends, in Proverbs 28, where it talks about those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. They do. And isn't the love of God found at the end of the law? The fulfilling of the law is love. And yet they completely removed the law of love from their conversations. And they think it's love. It's just this soft, effeminate, don't tell anybody the truth, because if you do, that's not love, folks. God's love is just the exact opposite. He warns because he loves. God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. And again, the fulfilling of that law is love. And most people don't even take the time to read Scripture to know the difference. Remember, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that if you love one another, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, why would he be hated for his love if it equates to what man preaches in America today? I'm embarrassed for Americans, friends. Where is the love? My kids go out in the middle of the street. That love for me to just go ahead and say nothing to them or to get in their face and tell them to get out of the street, because if they don't, they're going to get hit. And Scripture also tells us he who withholds the rod hates his son. Let's put a little rod in our love, friends, with one another. Iron sharpens iron. Does that sound familiar, friends? Absolutely it does. If God is love, God is not sitting back allowing his church to sit there and play up to something that he is not. And I'm telling you right now, what you are hearing concerning the version of love in action is not love at all. We show the world our faith in a labor of love by our works, period. And I'm saying two things now. Also wanted to highlight this. This is interesting. This is support for a family after a brilliant mother of five dies of toxic shock. Huh. What do you think that could be about, friends? If anybody wants to go ahead and weigh in and share with me concerning their thoughts, that would be fantastic. I got another thing that just popped up today concerning what's going on social media platforms. As I've shared with you before, by playing many videos for you in the past, concerning those that are selling you these experimental jabs, isn't it interesting how none of them have gotten the experimental jabs? Isn't that interesting? Everybody's dying but them. Why is that? Because they never received it. That's why they know all the well as to what they're doing. Just ask Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation himself, that wants to lower the world population. As I said, folks, if you want to see if it's effective and safe, let Billy go first. Let Anthony Fauci go first. Let Donald Trump go first. Let Joe Biden go first. Let the governors across the United States of America go first. And what do? They get up on television. They got these little fake syringes that they use with springs on the end of the needles and on the plungers, friends. They use them in movies. We played that for you. We showed you that it's all a farce. And I told you not a one of them received the said experimental jabs. Well, guess what we're finding out now, friends? Breitbart just reported that president of Spanish pharma company on the list of over 2,200 people with fake vaccine papers. They're fake papers, friends, where the people are putting themselves under false pretenses, fiend pretenses, buying on the black market fake vaccine papers. In other words, friends, they're fake papers sharing with the said authorities that they've been vaccinated, when in fact they're fake papers. Wow, isn't this interesting how it just takes us so long to catch up to what in fact is happening? Fake European coronavirus vaccine passport sales surging online.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's in California taking a look at just a bit of the devastation that Mother Nature has dumped on the Golden State.
California has really experienced some unprecedented storms. 9 atmospheric rivers that have gone through since right before the new year.
That's FEMA Director Deanne Criswell on Air Force One. Alec Baldwin's vowing to fight and win once prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico, formally charge him with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. This over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. The Treasury Department says extraordinary measures are now in place to keep the U.S. government from defaulting on its already committed debt. Some House Republicans have demanded spending cuts in exchange for lifting the debt ceiling, but Democrats in the White House want to raise the limit without conditions. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live from Southern California. We're in Rancho Santa Fe. I'm still learning all these names down here in California. I got to tell you, folks, I love California. I've always loved California, and I'm just happy to be here. And whenever the door of opportunity opens up for us, I also wanted to let you know that we're going to be back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. Snowed, I guess we got 4 to 6 inches of snow coming right now, so I'm looking forward to that, right, in Minnesota. But we'll be back in the saddle on Saturday doing the live show again. I wanted to get back to this because, again, I just want to keep people up to par as to what's going on here. The president of Spanish Pharma Company is on the list of over 2,200 people with fake vaccine papers. In other words, they never received their experimental jabs. If you look at many of the families of those that have been advocating and propagandizing you concerning these experimental jabs, you can rest assured, friends, that they haven't gotten their experimental jabs neither. And don't think for one moment that these people do not, I'm sorry, these criminals don't know exactly what they're doing. And the person I can constantly revert back to is the person that's constantly recreating another virus. And the reason that he is doing this, and I'm speaking to Bill Gates, is because he's the one that is investing into vaccines. And somehow or another, the people on a global basis think that he's qualified to talk about this. No, he's a salesman. And again, he's the one that called for world depopulation. And he's the one that said verbatim, again, we played this 15 times on this show, where he said it himself, we played the videos, where he said if we do a really good job on vaccinating the people, In a boarding society, we can lower that by 3.6 billion people. Now, it's funny because, and I've highlighted this before, but the mainstream media wants you to believe that it's fake. Hey, folks, wherever they send their fact checkers to basically try to discredit you, always keep in mind it's the same thing Satan did. Satan did that to that of Eve when he said, "Hath God said?" They always want you to question the truth. Don't question the truth. Question the mainstream media, and considering those such as Snopes and the fact checkers, that they're CIA covers, friends. We already know that about Snopes. And the fact checkers are former employees, useful idiots in the hands of the likes of CNN. And the fact checkers have been exposed over and over and over again of those that are just in there trying to poison the wells of truth so that you might question the truth rather than their lies. Well, the advantage that they have on the people right now, and Romans 1:18 comes to my aid, is the fact that they hold the truth and righteousness. What people say they believe and what they really believe are two different stories. I've shared this with you 1,000 times, but yesterday at this event that I did in Rancho Santa Fe, I asked the question, how many people believe the media? Well, of course, they say, you know, nobody believes the media. You might see one or two hands go up if you're lucky. Okay, but the fact of the matter is that there's 94% of the American people that don't believe the media. What are your talking points? What are the things that you're concerned about in society? And the things that they're talking about is simply, and the things that are bothering them are simply burdens coming from the mainstream media, and they're parroting them in thought. But again, they'll tell you they don't believe the media, but that's all they listen to. It's called hypocrisy, to say the least, friends. And I seen another demonstration of that yesterday. And I'm not talking about the fact that I was hanging out with a bunch of hypocrites. I'm saying that I'm doing my job as a preacher because the law of truth is in my mouth, Malachi 2:6. And it's my job to straighten things out and give them a knowledge of the truth. Because in counter to that, and in contrast to that, it tells us in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So, going back to Bill Gates. Hey, folks, if Bill Gates wants to immunize the whole world, you first, Billy. We know that he's making grand dividends off of his investments because of ignorant people that say they don't believe Bill Gates, but when Bill Gates tells them they need to go get their shots, they go out and they get their shots, and then they suffer the consequences, and then the society wakes up to the fact that they've been lied to because they didn't want to listen to guys like us before they actually took the experimental jab. And I'm just making the point here, friends, that these said leaders that got their vaccinations, isn't it interesting, folks, how they're free? I just seen this again. Isn't it interesting the government's giving away all these free shots? Since when did the government give out anything that was free? And if it's free to get our said vaccinations, as they call them, to basically immunize ourselves against disease to cause us to be impervious to disease, Then I got another question for you. Then why is it that all medical bills are not completely eradicated? Because it's not about health, folks. It's not about what they're putting into your body. How can people have to sell their homes when they get cancer? How can people have to sell their home? How come people are afraid and scared to death to get sick? Because they know the bills that are going to be tallied up on their behalf if they do get sick. In the fact of the matter, it's not about the people's health. Again, the same government that's telling you to go get a free shot is also the same government, and the American people let them do it because we are the government, preamble to the U.S. Constitution. But it's interesting that if it was really about our health, friends, it would transpire to be just that, but we see clearly that's not at all what it is. And I've told you for the last 2 years, if you allow the government to go ahead and sanction the murder of the innocent and the womb, do you think that they're going to actually try to get a vaccine in your body so that you can live longer? You're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. And it's exactly the fruit of what we're seeing today. I wish people would listen to prevention is better than cure rather than waiting for something bad to happen before they respond. But they don't. They suffer the abuse. They suffer the abuse. I want you to see some more things here. Because it's not just the president of the Spanish pharmaceutical company. It's PharmaMar is what it is. It's right here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. But it tells us the president is one of the over 2,200 people listed by Spanish police as having purchased fake coronavirus vaccination documents. Friends, can I just ask you something? Really? If we were a civil society and we were a society and a culture that was ruled by God's moral law, the only question that needs to be begged here is why isn't this individual, let's just go over to Spain and talk about him in a moment, but I want to take what's going on over in Spain and I want you to bring it here into America because there's plenty of these same people here in America. How is it that they're not hanging from a rope yet? How is it that the people at large have not lawfully dealt with these people? I mean, seriously. In the 1800s, if you killed, you were hung publicly. And Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us just that. If someone means to kill you, you are to prevent the crime by bringing it back upon their head. That's what we used to do in this country. If you were to abort a baby during the turn of the 19th century, friends, you would have gone to prison for a long, long time. And notice over the decades, notice over the centuries, they're getting lighter on the law over and over, not in deterring the crime, Proverbs 16:6, but advocating for the crime. And then they advocate for the crime, and then what happens, they show more mercy to the one that commits the crime than the innocent victim themselves. Is there something wrong with a society like that? Well, that's what you're becoming. Look at how emboldened these people are. Now they're being caught with fake vaccination papers. These are the people that sold you these said vaccinations. We have in Breitbart, London, fake, I want to show this to you, fake European coronavirus vaccine passport sales surging online. They're buying fake passports, okay? SpongeBob SquarePants, Adolf Hitler granted vaccine passports in EU, security breach. I mean, this is insane what's going on, folks, but it's very telling, is it not? It's showing you that they'll do anything for money. They'll sell their soul. They'll murder their brothers. They'll murder their sisters. They'll murder their children for money. And again, the American people are accomplice to these crimes in this country because they've been allowing their corrupt government to do this far too long. And what we're seeing right now concerning these people dying from these experimental jabs is merely the seed that has been sown, and now we're beginning to reap it. For the babies that have been murdered, you're starting to see the people and the recompense from heaven upon the heads of those that have given it a pass. And isn't it interesting, friends, that the very first people that were aimed at were the elderly people? And if you look at a lot of the elderly people, friends, they're the ones that are responsible for bringing us where we're at today. I've heard it said by a famous preacher, John Wesley, who had said, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. That's exactly right. What one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. And who's brought us to the position that we're in today, for the most part? The older generation. It's sad to say, folks, but the fact of the matter is it's very true. What we're going to do on the other side here, because the show is named CEO of Pfizer Caught and Confronted on the Streets of Davos, we're going to come back and I'm going to do my best to play it out for you. And I want you to see what happened when he got busted on the streets by these two, well, what should I say, common men that wanted the truth concerning the CEO of Pfizer and what it is that he's responsible for. The truth of the matter that comes from my thoughts, friends, is the fact that, again, asking the question, how did this guy make it to the end of the street? I have no idea. I'm surprised he made it to the end of the street. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, that's pretty quiet out there. I noticed we got a lot of comments going back and forth on our live feed, live chat over on Rumble. Totally appreciate that. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, friends, I'm not looking for friendly fire all the time. If you want to go ahead and contend, you can do that, Jude 3 and 4. If you want to call in and you have some sincere things that you want to bring to our attention, please do stick to the topic. And again, if you want to go ahead and throw something in questioning concerning some of the things that we're sharing with you over here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, please do. The number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this video. And Avi Yemeni actually highlighted this. This is them over in Davos, and I believe this just happened last night. Yes, it did. Just last night, someone sent this over to me, and he highlighted we had caught him. Watch what happened when I spotted Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, on the streets in Davos today. We finally asked him all the questions the mainstream media refuses to ask. So there he just again said what you listeners over at sonsoflibertyradio.com, both morning show and afternoon show, need to listen and take heed to. We finally asked him all the questions the mainstream media refuses to ask him. Why would the mainstream media refuse to ask him real questions concerning his experimental jabs. The mainstream media has no problem by propagandizing you into believing that you must take it or else. And yet, friends, I'm here with the Constitution of the United States of America, and I can't find anywhere where they have the constitutional authority to do that. Right? They can't do that. They don't have the authority to do that. And I've said it 1,000 times, friends, the burden of proof is on them, and they can't answer the question, as you're about to see. As you're about to see. But why is the mainstream media, why is it that you can't count on them? Why is there no credibility with them? Because they're working for the same people that are selling you the poison called the vaccines, as Bill Gates calls them, and Joe Biden at this point calls them. So let's go ahead and let's have you go ahead and take a listen to what it looks like when one of these devils is actually confronted. Check this out. Okay, so I don't know exactly what's going on there, friends, as far as the feed goes, but if you look at what's going on social media platforms, you have Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, being asked by these two common guys. They're not qualified, I guess, that they don't have the credentials to be reporters. They're just citizens asking the simple questions from Rebel News as to, do you realize what you sold the people at large? And here you have the CEO of Pfizer sitting there telling them to have a good day, doing his best to ignore the real questions that are being asked. And again, I'll redo this. I'll rehearse this on Saturday for you. But if you have not seen this, please, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and append the video and the article onto social media platforms so you can see exactly as to how this is all going out. So he's walking, the head of Pfizer, the CEO of Pfizer. He will not answer any questions that are being asked in Davos. And he's being confronted with real questions and concerns coming from the people. They even go so far as to ask him the question as to, do you want to apologize? Well, listen, folks. I don't want them to apologize. I want them to be held accountable for murder, because that's exactly what this is. And everybody knows that's exactly what this is. And look at these people around them. They all the well know what he's responsible for. And they just hunker around him. They're doing their best to go ahead and protect the guy concerning the crimes that he's committed against innocent people. Folks, it's not just Pfizer. It's Moderna. And it's the names that are continuously brought up here for the people to hear, the Bill Gates, the Anthony Fauci, the head of the WHO. And you do see, by the way, what they're doing with the WHO right now, friends, right? They're trying to give them all power along with the United Nations, which Americans fund, to basically usurp authority over your lives. I hope you're paying attention, because what they're not doing, folks, is they're not recanting, they're not recoiling, they're not apologizing like these guys are asking for an apology. No, he's just remaining silent so he can get around the mainstream media. They're useful idiots, so he can get the softballs and continuously talk about how the people at large need more of his poison. We played video from this individual, the CEO from Pfizer, friends, and we've already shared with you, well, I'm sorry, he actually shared with you that he never got his shot. Well, if it's so good for everybody else to get, then why haven't you got it? And that's not how things work here, friends. This is all done by force. This is all done by fraud. They're perpetuating their crimes through deceitful, useful idiots in the mainstream media. Those that are actually deriving dividends from their crimes, and I'm talking about from those that are selling these experimental jabs. Isn't it interesting, friends, that they're actually protecting this guy? And isn't this what these agencies are doing in the United States of America? Look at all the crimes that are being committed on you by the guilty. And isn't it interesting? And I brought this up as well, and I'm just having a conversation right now. Everybody's guilty, Americans, except the guilty. Aren't you tired of that? Everybody's guilty except the guilty. They're using your tax dollars to fortify themselves against the American people. Okay? How, this hasn't been put to a stop in the courts, friends, because it only goes to prove the point that I'm making even now. They're protecting each other. What about all those good guys that are grilling all the bad guys? What's become of that, Americans? Absolutely nothing, only to find family members like Rand Paul, where his wife goes around behind the back of the American people and buys stock into Remdesivir. Gosh, a lady asked me yesterday, is there any politicians you like? I've heard that twice in the last couple months now. Yeah, I like the one that does his job, and he's not a politician. He's a statesman. He serves the people. Those guys are hard to find. They're very far and few between in state and federal governments, friends, let me tell you. But again, it goes back to the question, why is this continuously going on, friends? Because the good guys have done nothing. You've been desensitized that the best that they can do is yell at them and do nothing more, like bring justice upon their head. And it's interesting as well, friends, you've got a majority of the American people that are for the law in this country. And yet when the bad guys are in office, it's interesting how they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do at will. They can't be stopped by the good guys. Yeah, folks, the best that you have are nothing but a bunch of impotent, extorted weaklings. It's a fact. And if it's not, prove otherwise. A bunch of impotent weaklings in government. That's what you call the right today. And again, that's a sign of judgment. That's a sign of judgment. The bad guys can do whatever they want, but the good guys that obey the law, they can't. Now it's gotten to the point where the bad guys sitting incumbent in government are now trying to create the good guys out to be the bad guys, when in fact, they're the bad guys. But again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree when it comes to the likes of who they listen to, who they're raised up by. Goebbels said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. And it's exactly what the American people have tolerated. Now everybody in the country is afraid of what's going on. Well, it's because you've let it go this far. How many people do I see out there that are continuously supporting these same politicians that promise them they'll do the job, and then once they get the money, what do? They run the other direction. They turn on them. They play the Judas. And we see it over and over and over again. And then the American people, what they do is they say that we need someone to lead us out. We need a fighter. And then when you get your fighter, you're the first ones, friends, to go ahead and crucify him. But then again, the spirit of the world hasn't changed. Persecute the living Christians, the ones that are real Christians, and go ahead and praise the dead ones. And praise the dead ones. That's the problem that we're having in this country. We're going to have to take this up another level lawfully, friends. And we got to find the good people in government that will put the lawful kibosh on these wicked, wicked men. Sorry about the audio on the video. I listened to it. I knew it enough to go ahead and basically parrot some of the things that they were talking about, which only leads us to where we're at today. Friends, let's quit playing with the corrupt branches on the corrupt tree. Let's lay the axe to the corrupt tree, okay? We need justice in this country, and justice is not what we're getting. I am tired, as for me, I am tired of highlighting on a daily basis more people dying from these experimental jabs. And I hope you're as sick of hearing it as I am actually proclaiming it. And the only way that this is going to stop is when the American people put a stop to it. Americans, a lot more of you than you think there is.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.